With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Tropical storm Hone approaching Hawaii and will likely be a hurricane this weekend. Hone is expected to whip up wind and drop rain on the southern edges of the islands. Meteorologist Derek Rowe with the National Weather Service says tropical storm conditions will intensify overnight for the Big Island of Hawaii.
It's expected to pass just south of the Big Island of Hawaii overnight and then move off to the west on Sunday and Monday. Because of that, we have tropical storm warning in effect for the Big Island of Hawaii.
Also at SRNnews.com, a federal judge in Texas has blocked a new rule from the Federal Trade Commission that would have made it easier for employers to quit a job and work for a competitor.
In a ruling, U.S. District Judge Ada Brown granted a motion for summary judgment filed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other plaintiffs. She also rejected the FTC's own petition for a judgment in its favor. Brown concluded that the FTC, quote, exceeded its statutory authority in making the rule, which was set to go into effect early next month.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. With less than 80 days, voters head to the polls. Republicans and Democrats are gearing up for more intense campaigning as they seek to dominate the White House. More from Bernie Bennett.
All races are expected to be tight, and that's why House Speaker Mike Johnson wasted no time in heading to Las Cruces, New Mexico, to endorse former Congresswoman Yvette Harrell, a Republican from the state's 2nd Congressional District. Harrell, a Cherokee woman and the first Republican Native woman elected to Congress, is challenging Democratic Representative Gabe Vasquez, to whom she lost 2 years ago after the Democratic-controlled state legislature withdrew her district all the way back to Albuquerque. Some of the most favorable polls for Republicans had the GOP 2 seats short of the 218 districts needed to control the House, according to Border Report. Nevertheless, this hasn't stopped some GOP members, including Harrell, from remaining optimistic ahead of November. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. If you want to work for the Harris campaign, you have some choices to make. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
People applying to the Democratic presidential nominee's website are asked to select a preferred pronoun, and they're offered 9 options. He and she are available, but you might also select Z, here, or who. In fact, it's not immediately clear what some of these words or non-words actually mean. Those who want to work for the Harris campaign also have the option of writing in a pronoun of their own creation separate from all those others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The families of 2 transgender teens in New Hampshire have filed suit challenging a new state law that bans them from playing on girls' sports teams at their public high schools. The lawsuit says the 2 boys who are living as girls have been accepted by parents, peers, teammates, and coaches. Legal battles over males playing against females in school sports are cropping up more frequently. More news online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Arch Resources and Consol Energy are combining to form a single coal producer valued at more than $5 billion.
Arch shareholders will get more than 1.3 shares of Consol common stock for each share of Arch they own. Consol shareholders will own about 55% of the new company to be called Core Natural Resources, and Arch shareholders will own about 45%. Coal Natural Resources will be based in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, just southwest of Pittsburgh, which is the current headquarters of Consol Energy.
Again, correspondent Jeremy House. Consol Energy's CEO and chairman will be the company's executive chairman, and Arch CEO Paul Lang will be its chief. It's expected to be a busy Labor Day travel weekend this year.
AAA reports domestic travel during the last holiday weekend of the summer could jump as much as 9% compared to last year. They say some families may choose to travel to closer destinations due to time constraints.
This is SRN News.